You're listening to Vatican Radio.
European Union leaders have pledged to keep all options open to respond to what they view as atrocities committed in Syria by Russian and Syrian government forces, but stopped short of explicitly threatening Moscow with sanctions. The two-day summit, which ended yesterday, also failed to finalize a massive free trade deal with Canada in time for a self-imposed deadline Friday, as a tiny region of Belgium is holding up the pact. Stefan Boss has this report.
The summit in Brussels underscored tensions within the increasingly shaky European Union. Despite strong rhetoric against Russia's airstrikes of the Syrian city of Aleppo, EU leaders failed to agree on a tough joint statement warning Moscow that it could face punitive measures. The United Nations said Thursday that Russian and Syrian bombing of Aleppo had killed nearly 500 people in the past month, and large parts of the city will face severe food shortages by the end of this month. Yet Italy's Prime Minister prevailed upon other European leaders to exclude tough language favoured by France, Germany, Britain and other EU nations that would have explicitly threatened sanctions against Russian individuals and organisations that support the Syrian government. Italy was able to persuade other European powers after Russia earlier in the day instituted a ceasefire in Aleppo that it said would last for 11 hours each day for the next 4 days to allow humanitarian deliveries and the evacuation of the wounded. However, EU Council President Donald Tusk told reporters,
"Today is not about decisions, but I want to underline that the EU should keep all options open, including sanctions."
Internal tensions over Syria wasn't the only setback. The EU also failed to finalize a massive free trade deal with Canada with a French-speaking Belgian region, saying its objections had not been sufficiently addressed. Paul McNabb, the president of Wallonia, spent hours talking with EU officials and Canadian International Trade Minister Chrystia Freeland to find a compromise. Talks will continue as the deal needs unanimity within the EU, and Belgium in turn needs unanimity among its regions. The disagreement has pitted Wallonia, a region of just 3.5 million people, that's smaller than, for instance, New Jersey, against the entire EU and Canada, with populations of over 500 million and 35 million. EU Council President Tusk appeared visibly frustrated when talking to reporters.
"On CETA, let me just say that I remain concerned. For a good trade agreement with our close partner and ally Canada, and for Europe's reputation. All member states, but one, endorse the agreement. The work continues with the best will and full engagement of the Commission."
The disagreements come at a time when pressure is mounting on the EU to speak with one voice towards Russia, which this week conducted drills involving state-of-the-art missiles near the nation's western border. The Defense Ministry said Thursday that the drills involving Iskander-M missiles, which can carry nuclear warheads, happened near the city of Luka, only 100 kilometers east of the border with EU member state Estonia. Additionally, two British warships have been shadowing an aircraft carrier and other Russian naval ships as they passed Britain on their way to Syria, amid international concerns they will be used to attack rebel-held areas in Aleppo and beyond. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.